Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What a great week this is. A very, very eventful week. It is a week when a lot of people believe the presidential nomination will be settled. Tuesday, tomorrow, that's the New Hampshire primary. I know it's on rushing, comes so soon after Iowa. The whole race is completely changed by the Sunday surprise of Ron DeSantis. And it's amazing. All of a sudden, for the first time in just about a year, President Trump was referring to his opponent for the nomination as Ron DeSantis. Not as Meatball Ron, not as Ron DeSantis, not as Ron DeSanctimonious. No, he called him Ron DeSantis. So now that he's made a name for himself, he's going home to Florida to complete his 3 years as governor of the state of Florida, with a strongly anticipated chance that he will be running for president in 2028. The interesting thing about that is a lot of people have wondered, why did it happen that DeSantis ended up endorsing Trump when he withdrew? And part of it is because if it's a Trump-Biden race, then it's a one-term presidency. Trump is constitutionally prohibited from winning if he wins this time. If Trump loses this time, if he gets the Republican nomination and loses, or if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, if Nikki Haley can pull off some kind of miracle, Trump can run again. And let's see, he's 77 now, so he would be 81. He'd be Biden's age at the time of the next presidential election. Does Trump want to run again if he loses? What do you think? What do you think? 1-800-955-1776. We have to be doing something. It was the day before the New Hampshire primary. And we're going to be giving away a couple of Medved annual memberships, and we'll do Medhead Plus memberships. And they will be going to the person who calls in with the best explanation for why you are voting for Trump or planning to vote for Trump when the primary comes to your state or to wherever you happen to be. Also, if you have if you're still planning to vote for someone else, like Nikki Haley, if you have an explanation of why you're voting for that individual. And I want to focus on the whole question of electability, because there are a number of analysts who are saying, look, electability doesn't work as an argument. That argument that Nikki Haley would win handily against Joe Biden, and all the polls show that, it doesn't really matter to people, even when it shows that the Donald Trump candidacy is much more weighted down. It's much more close and competitive with Joe Biden than her candidacy would be. So if it's not electability, what is the factor that is motivating you? 1-800-955-1776. Weekend, the media asked people all over the country, and they did the man in the street interviews, why are you voting for Trump? This is for people in New Hampshire, where they're facing this choice, and it's going to be a crucial choice. And by the way, the Secretary of State of the state of New Hampshire is predicting a very big blowout turnout. like 50,000 votes more turning out for this election, not just because they're not going to have the blizzard-like life-threatening conditions that they had in Iowa, but because people apparently are excited about this primary. And there is a new New Hampshire poll just released, and this is pretty amazing. It's a Nikki Haley 44%, Donald Trump 46%. That is well within the margin of error. DeSantis 6%. The expectation, and they've done a number of polls on this, I would have thought that virtually all of the people who are backing DeSantis would switch over and go over to the Trump side of things. Because a lot of people were saying that what DeSantis had to offer was a younger Trump without 91, without four indictments and 91 charges, and a level of chaos and confusion. But guess what? There was plenty of chaos and confusion on the Ron DeSantis campaign, and there were people and smart people, people I know, who the same day that Ron DeSantis began his campaign with Elon Musk, remember this? And, you know, look, I don't have great computer skills. I just don't. And I've never tried to perfect it. I will readily admit that. But I could not get, because it was supposed to be on X, and it was just impossible. There were places like NPR was supposed to be broadcasting it live, and it was going to be this epic new breakthrough for his announcement of candidacy, and you couldn't hear it. And it was a disaster. Meanwhile, there's a piece in Free Press by Joe Nocera under the headline, "How in the Hell is Nikki Haley Ever Going to Be Able to Stop Trump?" And Joe Nocera writes that there is a way. Barton Swaim at the Wall Street Journal writes there is a way. We will talk to Barton Swaim coming up on the show. Also, Gerald Seib has a historical piece, which is very important, which is on how the Republican Party has changed dramatically since the era of Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush and Mitt Romney and John McCain and others who ran as beloved figures for the Republican Party who might today have a tough time winning a nomination. There's also charges of cognitive decline. Just what are you doing running for president when your mind is mush? Oh, these are not charges against Joe Biden. That happens every day. These are charges against Donald Trump, because in the midst of a two-hour speech in Concord, New Hampshire, he found the way to blame Nikki Haley for January 6th. And he accused her both of being in charge of security on January 6th, turning down an offer of 10,000 soldiers to protect the Capitol, and also then of destroying all of the information that implicated her. Okay, one problem with this. She wasn't in the government in 2001 on January 6th. She had no role in the government. She wasn't UN ambassador anymore. She had already retired with great thanks and great praise for President Trump. So what did President Trump have in mind? You know, or was there a mind behind this commentary? We will get to that, let you hear for yourself, and much more right here on the Medved Show. 1-800 on primary day before the New Hampshire primary. 1-800-955-1776.
Your daily dose of debate.
Calm down for a minute. Do you understand how irrational you're sounding?
Because I'm not sounding irrational.
You're not.
No.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, there's a great deal of campaigning going on all over the state of New Hampshire. And that was one of the strange things about the very tail end, ending with a, not with a bang, but with a whimper, in the T.S. Eliot phrase, of the DeSantis campaign. Ron DeSantis wasn't campaigning in New Hampshire. He was campaigning at least part of the time in South Carolina. So he was looking ahead as recently as Friday and Saturday to campaigning in South Carolina, which is the next big contested primary. There will be caucuses in Nevada, which President Trump is overwhelmingly favored to win because he's the only one who's really been paying attention to Nevada. Friday night, President Trump had a big rally in the state capital of New Hampshire in Concord, and he spoke for 90 minutes, which is just extraordinary. He very, very often speaks about the cognitive decline of President Biden and how President Biden can't even get a sentence out without muddling it, without making a mess, without some kind of verbal vomit. And, this was President Trump speaking in Concord, New Hampshire, talking about why he wasn't the one to blame for the riots of January 6th. We're not even using the term insurrection. We'll use the term riot, because that's what they were. But Trump wasn't to blame for the riots of January 6th. Who was? He actually had kind of a surprise candidate whose name he mentioned a lot regarding her role in the riots. Listen, this is clip 12.
By the way, they never report the crowd on January 6th. You know, Nikki Haley, you know, they destroyed all of the information, all of the evidence, everything, deleted and destroyed all of it, because of lots of things. Like, Nikki Haley is in charge of security. We offered her 10,000 people.
Nikki Haley was in charge of security. And, I mean, for goodness sake, and she destroyed all the records, and can we hear that again? And you can tell that there's something going on that is showing a difficulty with the brain, despite how well he did identifying whales and giraffes and zebras on the cognitive test that he aced. Let's hear one more time and see if we can figure out what he's trying to say.
By the way, they never report the crowd on January 6th. You know, Nikki Haley, do you know they destroyed all of the information, all of the evidence, everything, deleted and destroyed all of it, because of lots of things. Like, Nikki Haley is in charge of security. We offered her 10,000 people.
Okay. The fact is, Nikki Haley was not in Washington at the time. She had retired or left her post as United Nations ambassador. She had absolutely no role in the security of the Capitol building. She's never been a member of Congress. She was a member of the state legislature in South Carolina before she was governor. But this is remarkable. There's a piece in Forbes magazine just appeared, and it's a piece by Sarah Dorn of the Forbes staff, and she's, the headline says, Trump has confused Obama and Biden at least seven times in recent months amid other notable gaffes. President Trump referenced Obama when he clearly meant Biden at a rally in Autumna, Iowa, on October 1st, twice in a Fox News radio interview on October 11th, and three times during a September 15th speech before faith leaders in Washington. The incidents are among a series of misstatements from Trump in recent months that his political foes have sought to capitalize on. The DeSantis campaign has been highlighting his rhetorical blunders on X, formerly known as Twitter, sometimes with the help of the Biden campaign. Biden-Harris headquarters reshared a tweet from the DeSantis War Room account featuring a video of Trump referring to Sioux City, Iowa as Sioux Falls before Iowa State Senator Bradley Zaun came on stage to correct him. The DeSantis campaign also shared a clip of Trump appearing to confuse former President George W. Bush and former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, during a September 25th speech in Somerville, South Carolina, and another incident in New Hampshire in October when he said that Viktor Orban, the strongman of Hungary, was the leader of Turkey. Nikki Haley responded. I mean, again, she's expecting criticism in the campaign. I mean, she is now one of the two surviving Republican candidates for the nomination, at least at the moment. And Nikki Haley reacted to being blamed for the failures of security on January 6th of 2021. Listen.
Trump is at a rally, and he's going on and on mentioning me multiple times as to why I didn't take security during the Capitol riots. Why I didn't handle January 6th better. I wasn't even in D.C. on January 6th. I wasn't in office then. They're saying he got confused, that he was talking about something else. He was talking about Nancy Pelosi. He mentioned me multiple times in that scenario. The concern I have is, I'm not saying anything derogatory, but when you're dealing with the pressures of a presidency, we can't have someone else that we question whether they're mentally fit to do this. We can't.
Okay, and she's already questioned President Biden extensively. Elise Stefanik has been getting a lot of publicity. She is, according to most sources, at the very top of the list of potential vice presidential candidates for President Trump if he wins the nomination, as is now widely expected. Here's, we have time for Elise Stefanik talking about Trump mixing up Nancy Pelosi and Nikki Haley. We will get to that and more coming up as we look forward to the New Hampshire primary on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Once a fixture at the Trump White House press room, newly elected governor of Arkansas Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be staying in Little Rock, not in D.C.
I am honored to serve as governor, and I hope I get to do it for the next 7 years.
That's after she was asked on CBS Face the Nation if she would consider being Donald Trump's VP. Box office best movies remain unchanged this past weekend, with Mean Girls still at the top for the second straight week. The teen musical comedy garnered nearly $12 million in its second week of release. It was also the only film to break the $10 million mark. The Beekeeper, Wonka, Anyone But You, and Migration rounded out the top five. And the NFL's conference championship games are set. The Ravens will take on the Super Bowl champion Chiefs in the AFC. The Cinderella story Detroit Lions will face the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Saib has been a frequent guest on this show. I'm very proud to say he was also the Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones Newswires for many years. He oversaw the Washington coverage of a combined Bureau of Reporters and Editors for both the Journal and the Newswires, which provide coverage of the White House, Congress, politics, economics, the Supreme Court, national security affairs, health and regulatory issues. And his columns are always important, but particularly one that appeared over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal about how the Republican Party has changed. And the headline is, What the GOP Used to Believe. And what struck me, Mr. Saib, what struck me, Gerald, is that basically you have a picture of the old-time leaders of the party up on top of the article, and you see President Reagan and President George Herbert Walker Bush and John McCain, Mitt Romney. They were all people who had conceived very substantial success in politics and success in winning presidential nominations. The new breed of Republican that you're talking about, the very different approach of the like presidential candidates this time, where have been the most conspicuous examples of success of that new breed of Republicans? And I mean success nationally, not just in Republican primaries.
That's an interesting question, because I think you can draw a pretty bright line between Mitt Romney, who won the Republican nomination in 2012, and Donald Trump in 2016, and everything that's happened since 2016.
I think they would both agree that there's a bright line. Yeah.
More than agree, probably. But I think what is lost in in this is the is sort of the historical sweep between Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. You had Republicans who won the presidency in five general elections. That's 20 years of Republican rule from the White House with those just those three people, and that's a pretty substantial record of achievement. And I think it's fair to say that all three of those guys were traditional conservatives, probably Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush a little more than George H.W. Bush. But there was a kind of a consensus that was formed in 1980 under the leadership of Ronald Reagan about what it meant to be a Republican conservative. And it meant a lot of things that still are true, low taxes and low regulation and conservative judges. But it also meant open trade, free trade. It also meant an openness to immigration and the value that immigration has brought to the country, an internationalist view, a kind of a sense of optimism that Reagan always brought to the table that said essentially, look, we'll have our troubles, but if you believe in the American ideal, progress will ensue as a result of that. And those are the things that I think have been lost now, mostly because of Donald Trump, but increasingly not just because of Donald Trump. The Republican Party doesn't want to play much of an American role on the world stage. It's not really interested in helping Ukraine. I'm overstating here because half of the Republican Party does, but a significant portion of the Republican Party doesn't want to play that role on the world stage, doesn't really believe in free trade, doesn't see any virtue in immigration. And these are all fairly radical departures if you step back and look at the broader sweep.
Well, the one piece in a segment of your piece that I struck me most is growing up, the Republican Party was always the party of big business. I mean, Calvin Coolidge said the business of America is business. And we always have described people who start big companies and have successful companies as job creators and the people who make the economy go. And what you're saying is the new breed of Republicans, the kind of people that you saw particularly exemplified by people like Ron DeSantis and President Trump, are much less sympathetic to large corporations. How did that
work? I think it goes beyond less sympathetic. There's an actual hostility there in many cases. I mean, Ron DeSantis is at war with a big business that is crucial to the economy of his home state, the Disney Company, because of their social policies. And more than that, I think there is a tendency in the new version of the Republican Party to see big business as just another elite institution that doesn't care about average Americans and that is out to basically game the system to its own advantage. And while the Republican Party remains very sympathetic to and a comfortable home for small business, it's just not a big, very comfortable place for big business anymore. And there's a, you know, I think that it's not an exaggeration to say that Bernie Sanders and the populist right of the Republican Party have a similar view of corporate America, which is that it's not to be trusted, it's not got Americans' best interests in mind, and it needs to be monitored and controlled by the government. I mean, that you're right, that's a remarkable departure for the Republican Party and for people who still call themselves conservatives. I don't think that's a conservative view, but they still call themselves conservatives.
And again, you also talk about, and you mentioned it before, the idea of this instinctive optimism. President Reagan won 49 states by talking about it's morning again in America. I mean, hard to imagine any Republican saying that today because we have the opposite. It's apocalypse now in America. It's the end of America. This is the last election we're ever going to have if we don't win.
Maybe if we do win.
Right. When did that become the line? Where do you think that...
Oh, I think that's very clearly what Donald Trump brought to the party. I mean, that dark dystopian view was not really a thing. Certainly not what Mitt Romney was saying in 2012. He was an upbeat optimist, sort of in the Reagan mold in that sense. And I think the point... There's a quote, I have to just read this quote from Donald Trump, which I used in the piece, which I think is the best illustration I found of the phenomenon we're talking about. Donald Trump said last month, quote, "We're a nation whose economy is collapsing into a cesspool of ruin. We have become a drug-infested, crime-ridden nation, which is incapable of solving the simplest of problems." I mean, not just solving the problem, incapable of solving the problems. It's just amazing. The real question is why, I think, why has this become the thing that you can not only now say, but you almost have to say to succeed in the current Republican Party? You have to be that dark. And I think it's a combination of things, but I trace a lot of it back to the 2008-2009, the big recession, when I think a lot of Americans saw Wall Street and big finance get bailed out, average Americans not get bailed out, lost their homes in the mortgage crisis. And I think there became a feeling that the system was rigged, average people were getting shafted, the big guys, the elites, wherever they were in business or Wall Street or academia or in the media, were making out fine, and therefore anger was justified, and angry rhetoric and dark rhetoric became the thing that tapped into that sentiment. And I think a lot of it stems from there.
And the one thing that people seem to have forgotten, and it's an incredibly negative trend in our politics, is that if it comes to solving problems, they now have a problem solvers caucus in the House of Representatives, but when it comes to solving problems, optimism is a crucial component, which is, I think, a point that is made exceptionally well in this important column. We've linked to it at our website at michaelmedved.com. The column is called What the GOP Used to Believe. It's worth recapturing some of that faith, it seems to me. Gerald Seib, so much appreciate your voice and appreciate your joining us on the show. We'll be right back with Elise Stefanik trying to explain President Trump not knowing the difference between Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi. Coming up on the MedVed Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a MedHead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
A little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the other night in a rally in New Hampshire, President Trump was introducing the fourth-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives, Elise Stefanik. And that is, by the way, how she pronounces her name. I've heard her say her own name, and that's how she says it. Stefanik. And you can write it out. It's S-T-E-F and then A-H, capital, because that's where the emphasis is. Stefanik. Here's President Trump introducing the favorite right now, according to all the speculation, to be his running mate for the vice presidency of the United States. This is the way President Trump introduced her.
At the three people, how good did Elise Stefanik do?
He's talking about her performance, which was outstanding, at the hearings about anti-Semitism on campus, where she was largely responsible for the president of the University of Pennsylvania and the president of Harvard both getting cashiered. They both lost their positions, and there's some change going on there. But Elise Stefanik, who, by the way, would, I am sure, change gladly the pronunciation of her name if President Trump wanted it, because she's a very devoted supporter of President Trump. And she, even speaking to the press, tried to explain the fact that he blamed Nikki Haley for January 6th. And said that Nikki Haley had been in charge of security on January 6th, which shows, I guess, that how can you blame President Trump for January 6th when he knows so little about it? In any event, here is the Elise Stefanik explanation. Listen.
That isn't a mix-up. The reality is Nikki Haley,
she wasn't speaker.
Nikki Haley is relying on Democrats, just like Nancy Pelosi, to try to have a desperate showing in New York, in New Hampshire.
Wait, but he was talking about January 6th.
President Trump has not lost a step. He is a stronger candidate, stronger than he is today, than he was in 2016, and he was in 2020. Compare that to Joe Biden's weakness.
Okay. Again, President Trump, a stronger candidate today than he was in 2016 or 2020. It is amazing, and in fact,
there is a
new Biden ad which is posted to his social media accounts, which touched on this gaffe of confusing. Confusing Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi, where there is literally a more than a 30-year age difference between Nikki Haley and Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House. Remember, she was one of those people. Remember when she tore up President Trump's State of the Union speech? She was up there in the House of Representatives chamber, listening somewhat politely to President Trump deliver what was a fine speech at the time. And then she got up afterward and showed her real feelings about the speech by ripping up the text of it that she had been following. In any event, here is a Joe Biden ad about the latest Trump gaffe. Listen.
Last night, Trump is at a rally.
You know, Nikki Haley.
And he's going on and on mentioning me multiple times as to why I didn't handle January 6th better.
Nikki Haley is in charge of security. We offered her 10,000 people. They don't want to talk about that.
I wasn't in office then. They're saying he got confused.
You have voter ID to buy a loaf of bread. You have ID to buy a loaf of bread.
What? What is? I'm driving over a road where it's almost all paper. And, you know, you can see paper. I know paper. I know cans.
But all the time now, we see whales washing up on shore because of the wind.
Our veterans don't have cell phones, do they?
He got confused. He got confused and said he was running against Obama. He never ran against Obama.
And we did with Obama. We won an election that everyone said couldn't be won.
Obama wants to, he doesn't want to talk about it.
But you mean President Biden. So,
don't put our country at risk like this.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Turnabout is fair play. The great thing that Nikki Haley has going for her right now is she talks about Biden and Trump as a pair of 80-year-olds. And I know that's not entirely fair to President Trump because he's going to be 78 in June. His birthday is in June. And this is Nikki Haley that talks about Trump's mental acuity at the moment and its decline. This is clip five.
Recently, there have been multiple things. I mean, he claimed that Joe Biden was going to get us into World War II. I'm assuming he meant World War III. He said that he ran against President Obama. He never ran against President Obama. He says that I'm the one that kept security from the Capitol on January 6th. I was nowhere near the Capitol on January 6th. But, Margaret, you don't be surprised if you have someone that's 80 in office. Their mental stability is going to continue to decline. That's just human nature. We know that. What I'm saying is, first of all, you're talking about somebody who's only going to be in office 4 years. Secondly, you're talking about someone who continues to, I mean, look, I don't know if he was confused. I don't know what happened, but it should be enough to send us a warning sign that if you look Joe Biden, he's very different than he was 2 years ago. Are we really going to go into a situation where we have wars around the world and we're trying to prevent war and we're going to have someone who we can or can't be sure that they're going to get confused? It's a real issue. That's not being disrespectful. It's just a fact.
Okay. Is it a fact? Is that fair? And here's her speaking about the duo, the doddering duopoly, as I've called it, of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. She's speaking to Dana Bash on CNN. This is clip 18.
If either one of them was good, I wouldn't be running. Yes, they are equally bad. That's why I'm running. It's because I don't think we need to have Biden or Trump. I don't think we need to have two 80-year-olds sitting in the White House when we've basically got to make sure that we can handle the war situation that we're in. We need to know they're at the top of their game. We need to know that they can take care of our national security and our economy. Right now, I don't know that people feel like that with either one, so that's why we're giving them a choice.
And somebody who applauds her choice is Judge Judy, speaking in Exeter, New Hampshire, with Nikki Haley on stage. Clip 21.
We've already seen what these two presidencies look like. It's time for Nikki Haley. This is her moment. She is a star. If I know few things, I don't know math, I don't know calculus, I couldn't be a doctor because I cheated on my chemistry final. But I tell you this, I do know people. And this woman is the real deal. So please, New Hampshire, use your brains and your heart. Bring her home on Tuesday.
That's Judge Judy speaking on behalf of Nikki Haley. It is going to be a very unpredictable race. There's a piece by Barton Swain in the Wall Street Journal, and that's coming up. Two pieces about potential surprises in the New Hampshire primary. He writes, Haley could win New Hampshire. Then what? And then there's another piece about the leading candidate challenging President Biden on the Democratic side, a race that's got no attention at all because Biden has to rely on having his name written in. His name's not on the ballot. So what happens if Dean Phillips, who is the congressman from Minnesota, who is running a lonely, very long shot race against Joe Biden. What happens if he ends up getting, 43%? Why am I saying 43%? It's because another guy from Minnesota named Eugene McCarthy in a primary in New Hampshire that I actually participated in as a college student. That individual, Eugene McCarthy, got 43%, and that knocked Lyndon Johnson out of the presidency because he didn't get enough write-in votes to counter it. What could happen on the Democratic side in this greatest nation on God's green earth? Coming up.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.